you degenerates! Welcome back to Monster Mates.
Yes, welcome to the 10th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
12.
12. 12 is going to be the Vampire Mosquito Girls.
Oh my god. Oh god, she's gonna suck you dry.
Yeah?
Oh no! Please don't have a giant needle as a face.
Vampire mosquitoes. All right.
Oh,
so
smug.
So before we get into this, what are you gonna what are we rating this?
Oh no, I was gonna rate it because I was gonna rate it like a 4.
Okay.
I saw the picture. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna give it a 6. I saw the picture.
Just from the soon face.
Don't call me out.
Oh my goodness sakes. All right. I'm probably going to give this a 5. I'm going to give this a solid middle-of-the-road 5 until we read this, because it's like, I obviously,
look
the
petite... Look at that face. Look how smug it is.
The petite body type, obviously, is huge for me. The wings are super cute. Same with, like, the little, like, the eyes on top of her head as well is super adorable. And it's like, even just like the insetic, like arms and legs, it's kind of cute. I'm not gonna lie.
It's so cute. Look at her little eyes. Ah.
Yep.
And she's got that smug look of, yeah, you can't handle me. I'm gonna suck you dry. And then you give her too much of what she wants. She's like, no.
So I'm giving this a 5 for right now. And then we'll see how this goes. All right. You can read this one.
All right. A bug-type monster known as the Vampire of the Insect World. Because they bite humans and suck their blood, they have meticulously cunning personalities, and soon they spot a human man who will serve as the prey. They will fly around the area for a while and wait for the perfect moment to bring down their prey before attacking. Their wings make a distinctive buzzing noise during a flight that disturbs the hearts of those that hear it, and alerts them to the monster's presence. At the same time, the person will lose concentration and get distracted. For that reason, a man being targeted will already be seized in their embrace by the time he has come back to his senses, and he'll end up having his blood sucked. Their ordinary staple food is flower nectar, although they prefer a man's blood. They don't suck it indiscriminately. They mainly suck blood during sexual intercourse with the man. Not only is blood used as nourishment for the sake of egg laying, by obtaining the information from blood and mana contained in blood fluid in advance, they are able to adjust their own womb to more easily receive that blood and mana based on that information.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. In other words, they perform the act of blood sucking to make it easier to bear the offspring of the man who will become their husband from then on, and adjust themselves to serve as excellent mothers suitable for raising children that inherit their father's blood. In short, sucking blood is like making a kind of marking for them. They're not just after the blood, they're after the man himself in order to form a couple. Also, during blood sucking, they inject the man with venomous saliva. Due to the venom, the place blood was sucked from will become hot and itchy and throb, seeking pleasure. No matter what the man himself does, he won't be able to obtain pleasure. The throbbing will not subside.
So like a hickey, basically.
It's a hickey for your dick.
Pretty much.
It's a dicky.
Oh my goodness sakes.
The bite mark will become like an erogenous zone.
Ooh.
One that will react to the one who sucked the blood. The throbbing can only be soothed if they touch it, crawl their tongue along it, suck blood once again, and the pleasure induced is like having the penis teased. In this way, once a man has his blood sucked, even if he tries to run away, he'll be agonized by the bite mark, which throb in yearning for the vampire mosquito. They would never let such a man escape. Instead, they would fly around the area and wait for the perfect opportunity to sexually violate the man. They also perform blood sucking during sexual intercourse, increasing the number of bite marks that serve as both erogenous zones and proof that the man is theirs, thus increasing the throbbing and pleasure of in their husband's body. Additionally, every time they suck his blood, their womb will yearn for their husband's semen, and they will then suck on the penis with it and sip semen. Furthermore, concerning their alias, Vampire of the Insect World, it seems the original vampires,
Kuketsuki
vampires, feel upset about it. Some vampires have stated the following. If they're going to bear the name vampire, they should have pride as monsters and not easily bear human offspring. However, it seems it was humans that started calling them that name in the first place. Of course, the vamp mosquitoes themselves are busy copulating to become pregnant with their husband's offspring, so they appear to be completely disinterested in this subject.
Oh my goodness.
Kinko's notes.
First, translator's notes. Kyukatsuki is the Japanese word for vampire, but vampire is katakana English used as the name of the monster girl species. But yes, Kinko's notes.
Here's a question on Twitter for Kinko. I always hate those bugs. How could you make them so cute? Is it like the blood they suck is stored inside the insectoid's stomach? That's right, Kinko says. They store blood around the stomach and breasts. It's mixed with mana and stored, of course. They don't suck that much all at once. It's a result of storing up.
Translator note, confirmed to refer to the red organ between the breasts, not the breasts themselves. So, this piece right here.
I see.
Yes.
Also, like, underneath the wings, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, right here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Habitat is forest, waterfront, wetlands. Diet is flower nectar, the blood of human men, and...
Disposition is mean. I know. Goodness sakes.
It's I'm weak to tsunderes.
I know you are.
I love it.
I know you do. All right, so I'm going to say this off the bat is that I love this kind of like primal prey play with like territorial marking and so forth. I think that's super hot.
Just leaving hickeys everywhere.
Yes, I think that's kind of hot. I'm not going to lie.
So because like I was kind of concerned reading it because I was like, I don't like blood play like at all. But mm-hmm. The blood play is not actual blood play. It's just literally... Just like, snip, all right, done.
it's not going to be, you're going to get cut open on a vein or something.
Yeah, she's not going to, like, drink your artery.
No, she's going to, it's like very rough sex where she's going to bite you and suck your blood while you're going at it.
I'm okay with that. I've had, not the blood sucking, the biting.
Yeah, the biting part. Oh my goodness.
That's when you leave. And like, in the real world scenario, if someone starts...
Yeah.
If someone starts sucking your blood, you leave.
Yeah, that girl's probably got hepatitis C. A through F, probably, if you're unfortunate enough.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, no, that sort of marking play, super hot.
Yes. The venom would also, like, just, like, my dick itches. I need touch.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be, like, on your dick itself. It can just be on any part of your body, and there can be multiple at a time.
Yes. Oh, God. It's a powerful one. It's strong.
It's a giant power play, for sure. I mean, plus, if you like role reversals, obviously, in, like, in the picture itself, in the initial picture... she has like a very petite frame, so if you're into like role reversal with like a very physique reversal as well, like say you're like a bigger guy and then you have this small girl just kind of at you're just at her fingertips.
I just imagine some ugly bastard from Dungeons with it. It's like, oh, I love him so much, just some ugly fat bastard
on like a just oh my no. goodness. Yeah, stuff like that. If you're into that, this is a very strong contender, which I like role reversal. I like it a lot. It's very nice.
Role reversal's fun.
Yeah.
I think, so like, I like tsunderes a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm liking this a lot. But I feel like the biggest, okay, what, if they're bigger and they have bigger tits, taller and have like a bigger ass or something.
Yeah.
Do they require more blood?
Yes.
Why do you do this to me?
Because you can't just have this without a downside to it.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Nah.
They need more blood to modify their womb properly.
I just, listen, I'm okay with giving them more blood. As long as I don't pass out or I'm dizzy or like, they can take as much as they want.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting a shot or getting like, blood taken out, you know?
Yeah.
Some people feel dizzy and they're like, I'm gonna faint. No, given if you think she's just gonna fuck you while you're passed out, which, pretty much, if you're into that, hey, go for it.
Yeah.
I just like her meme disposition. I'm super weak to tsundere's, man.
I know you are.
I know.
Okay. I'm trying to... Okay, yes. Also, you're basically just gonna be indentured to her forever if you get caught by this girl.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This girl...
She takes no prisoners.
She marks you. I love that you go up to another monster. Hey, girl. She's like, hey, what's up? And she sees the little vampire. And she's like, oh, fuck. No.
Yep.
No.
I ain't getting involved in this.
Like, I know what this means. I ain't fucking with a vampire.
It's like, oh, goodness.
So how tall would you say she is?
Okay. In the most basic form, I'd say she's at least probably 4'3".
That's small.
I know.
That's like
a mosquito girl. It's a mosquito girl. What do you expect?
Yeah, okay, that's fair. So, like, what would you say a queen would be?
So someone who's gotten a lot of blood sucked out. I would say she's probably like 5'7", probably.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds about right.
Not only that, like I don't know about you. When girls are like, breed. I don't know why in my head I'm just like, I don't know if it's the animal part of me is like, yes, of course. This is why I'm here. For breed. No sex, only breed.
Only breed. Oh my goodness.
No touch, only breed. I don't know why. I'm like, just being like, yeah, impregnate me constantly. It's like, okay. Sure. I don't have the financials to do that, but I'll do it.
Oh my goodness.
Don't think I won't.
Also, that blood's going to be stored in her to basically get pregnant for, like, to make it plain. Like, that blood's going to be there to be mixed in with your semen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that most, like, first times?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness sakes alive. Only in Middle Eastern countries is that.
Oh, shut up. Oh, no. Bad.
Yeah, you sure? You're the one who brought that up in
I
the first.
I didn't bring up that part. I didn't bring up that part.
You brought up the blood and semen mixture. No. Why did you not think I wasn't going to reply to that in a witty manner?
I didn't think you could.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't
think
it was possible.
That's your own fault.
I didn't think it was possible.
All right. So, besides that, so yeah, the fact that you basically gain a new erogenous zone just from her bite is interesting for sure.
And every time she sucks your blood, her womb literally opens up for like, yup, like her vagina is going to suck on you as hard, if not harder, than her actual mouth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because she's like, yeah, give me babies. Give me blood babies. Made from the blood, born from the blood.
It's like, have you ever seen the hentai Dropout at all?
No, but I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, so there's a scene in the beginning of Dropout where the main character and the main girl that he has sex with, there is a scene where they're penetrating each other's, well, the guy is penetrating the girl so hard that half of his dick just goes right into the womb itself. And when he pulls out, it's like a reverse sleeve of her vagina scene.
Oh, God, dude. That reverse shit is disgusting. Like, oh, no.
Yeah. So that's, what's it? That's not entirely what I imagined,
like,
but... it's like prolapse, but for the vagina.
I hate it. Shut your mouth.
Well, no. What I'm basically thinking when you said that was basically... Her womb opens up and then just clamps around your penis and just moves with
yes.
it. That is what I am thinking of.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right.
All right.
I think we can give our final one on
All
this
right.
one.
What's your final rating on this?
8.
8? Okay.
I like it a lot. The only bad thing is constant blood sucking, but that's kind of her thing. I can get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm not a big fan of just the insect stuff, as we mentioned before, but literally everything else overpowers all of that.
That's fair.
And it's not, I'm not going to rate it with Shark Girl or Snake Girl or any of my personal absolute faves.
Yeah.
But it's going to be up there as, this is a good one.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so this is a tough one to rate for me because it's between a 7 and an 8.
Okay.
The only reason why I think I'm gonna go for a 7 here. The only reason this is not an 8 is because what we mentioned earlier with the vampire bites, it's basically an easy telltale sign for any other monster girls. And I just feel like once they see that, they're just gonna not want anything to do with me.
Well, yeah, because you can't even go through a brothel.
Yeah, that's...
With them. Like, if you went to a brothel with mosquito girls, they're gonna mark you.
Yeah, this is very much in the wild sort of thing.
This is mail order mass mosquito.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's the only reason I'm not giving this an 8. I'm giving this a 7, though, for everything else that we talked about earlier. I love the like leg design and the arms are still insectoid but still have those human aspects to them. I love that kind of design a lot.
I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast, but I've said it before. Basically, it's I'm not into like pregnant like porn or whatever like
uh-huh.
that. But like, if it was my kid and my wife and pregnant, I'm like, hot as shit. Hot as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
Because I'm like, yeah, I did that. Let's go.
All right. What would you rate a vampire mosquito, ladies and gentlemen? And how many new erogenous zones would you gain with this vampire
and
mosquito?
Where? Oh, God, no. I think you two might have a problem with that one. Don't do that one.
Oh, my goodness sakes. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more episodes, please consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, then go follow us over on Twitter. And be sure to check out the amazing artist who did the art for this thumbnail.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.